T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Friday, November 16th. I'm David Weiss, and here's what's happening. So, what happened? That's what everyone is asking the day after our area was essentially crippled by a half a foot of snow. Mayor de Blasio and Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia say all the issues stem back to a wreck on the GW Bridge at the very start of the storm. That answer, though, not doing much for other elected officials. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says the buck stops with him. He says his administration will take a long look at what happened yesterday to try to do better next time. But he says he's asked for an explanation from the Port Authority about why the bus terminal was essentially closed down. He calls that unacceptable. The NYPD shaking things up in its embattled Special Victims Unit. Deputy Chief Judith Harrison is taking over as commanding officer, and the entire division is being restructured to sharpen its focus on sex abuse cases. This after a top detective in the division has been accused of interfering in the Harvey Weinstein case. An 11th child has now died from adenovirus at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehab in New Jersey. The state health department says the child is one of 34 pediatric cases associated with the outbreak at that facility. A judge has ordered the White House to return press credentials to CNN reporter Jim Acosta. They were pulled after President Trump's press conference last week, where Acosta asked a number of tough questions before an intern took the mic from him. The White House says the credentials are being temporarily reinstated, but Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has also called for decorum in the press room. And noted author and screenwriter William Goldman has died. Goldman won Oscars for writing the screenplays to both Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men. The New York native died early this morning due to complications from colon cancer and pneumonia. He was 87 years old. 1010 Winds, AccuWeather, going to be cold tonight, but at least clear skies, nothing falling to the ground. The low is 36 in the city, colder in the suburbs. Partly sunny, brisk, chilly tomorrow, a high of 46. On Sunday, a high of 43 with sun giving way to clouds. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say, play 1010 Winds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.